Welcome to the Autism Mommies Potty Talk Podcast. I'm Michelle B. Rogers, Autism Mom and Life Coach. I help parents of children with autism who are pre-verbal to start communicating and potty train, guaranteed.
You're listening to the Autism Mommies Potty Talk Podcast, episode 27. Hey parents, so today I wanted to talk to you about the word chaos and what it's like to live a life in chaos. So recently I had a consultation call for my group coaching program. So the way my consultation calls go is that, you know, if you're interested in the program, you can let me know. We'll set up a call where we can kind of talk about your baby. You can tell me what you've been working on, what are your struggles, and then I can tell you about my program and see if it makes sense to work together. So I don't do as many of these as I used to, but I recently got off a phone with a parent. Actually, it was a mother and father, and they were interested in joining my program to help their son potty train and communicate. And all throughout the call, one of the things I was noticing is that they kept moving around. They kept taking turns on the phone. They were distracted. They were struggling to stay present for our whole time together. Now, we're not on the phone for 3 hours. We're on the phone for no more than 45 minutes or so. And I really couldn't It really couldn't leave me the fact that they couldn't just sit still for a minute. There was always something going off around them that they needed to take care of. The calls are done on Zoom, so they're picking up their phone. They're running around with the phone. I'm trying not to get nauseous because they keep moving around with the phone, and I'm trying to stay focused. They're trying to stay focused. So at some point in the call, we all had agreed at this point that the number one priority that was going to help their child with autism have a life of independence is getting potty training and communication done. It was our highest priority if we were to work together. But, you know, I just couldn't shake the idea. Well, as I'm talking about this program, as I'm talking about the process of how we would work together to get this done, that their energy felt frantic and all over the place. And I just out of nowhere, I said, listen, guys, you know, I believe that my program is going to help you and your son, but this call has been very hectic. How will you be in this program focused on what you can do to help your son if this is how you're showing up for the call? And I remember saying this just kind of like that. And, you know, I'm a pretty direct girl. I think you guys kind of know that by now. I'm a pretty direct girl. And I can't deny when I feel an energy like that and just point out that, listen, if we're going to work together, this needs to be addressed now. If this is the energy you show up in the program, you're not going to get what you came for. And I don't want families to join me if they're not going to get what they came for, right? And when I said this, the dad was so offended. He was so taken aback. He indicated that, you know, he was disappointed that I would make a comment like that, and that they were raising three children under five, and they had to make dinner during the call, and they're both working full time, and they're doing the best they can to help their son. And listen, I have nothing but love for busy parents. I get it. I am a multitasker. I've got a very busy household. My schedule is different than my husband's schedule. Sometimes he travels, sometimes I travel. I get it. I understand. But, you know, there's two types of busy that I really want to hit home today. And the first one is being busy and making progress is one thing. But then there's the busy to be busy. And that's a whole other type of busy. And that's kind of like living a life in chaos. And that's kind of really where I want to hit home today, is that if you're living a life of chaos, it really can stop you from being able to work on the skills, the important life skills, the goals that you have for yourself and your child. If you're living in chaos, if you didn't know you were living in chaos, and kind of like how we would help you get out of that. Like, you have to kind of really look at how you're living your life. And if one of the reasons why you can't get potty training, communication, or stopping problem behaviors for your child with autism done is because of all the fires that you're constantly putting out, then that's really what we want to talk about today. So I looked up the definition of chaos, and I always like to look up these definitions because I have my own assumption as to what it means, you know, putting out these fires. But the definition online was just complete disorder and confusion. And I guess that's kind of how the call felt. So I think chaos is the right word for it. And, you know, when these parents came on the call, we're coming on a call that I think is pretty important, right? We're here to problem solve for your child's lack of ability to use the toilet and his inability to communicate with you, right? So you would think this would require your, you would think that your attention would be nowhere else, right? But if we're in this chaotic state and we're always in it, then it's like, shit, you know, if everything's a priority, nothing's the priority. And then next thing you know, everything needs to be addressed immediately. So I really wanted to kind of dive into what I saw, why I think these things happen in our lives, and then how you would kind of find your way out of it if you feel like this is you. So here's the thing, you know, if this feels like you, there's a real answer of why you live a life of chaos with no end in sight. But it's not because you work full time, and it's not because you have children on the spectrum or multiple children, or you're married, divorced, sick, well, you're moving, changing jobs, whatever. The inability to stand still really stems from the disbelief that these skills can be accomplished in the first place. I'm going to say that again. Chaos exists in your life. And the reason why you can't stand still to work and to problem solve for potty training and communication, it really stems from the belief that these skills can't be accomplished in the first place. So how could that be, right? What ends up happening is that when we have a skill that we're struggling to teach our kids on the spectrum, then we have our life around us. We start getting busy, putting out the fires, changing the diapers, dealing with the tantrums, right? You become swamped with household chores, taking care of the day-to-day, and there isn't any time left or anything else because these are the things you know how to handle. Your brain wants to run and solve them first. In fact, it's almost going to feel like an urge to not solve for the dishes in the sink. It's going to feel like an urge to not clean the laundry, right? Because that I can do well. I can do it from automation almost. It feels good when it's done, right? It feels good when I get all the dishes in the dishwasher and the sink is empty. It feels really good when I walk out of the laundry room and there's nothing in the washer and there's nothing in the dryer, right? It almost gives us like this dopamine hit, right? So it makes sense why you'd want to do this. And I'm not saying not to keep a clean house and not to wash your dishes. What I'm saying is that if we continually push our focus towards the things we know how to do, the things that are automated in our minds, the things that are easy, and I keep filling my day with that, then there's nothing left to work on problem solving for the skills that are so important right now, so much more important than doing those things in the moment. And that's what it means when it says if everything's a priority, nothing's a priority, because you'll never have time to add on something you need to work through to solve, right? And these are the things you know how to handle, right? And our brains would much rather fill our days with the things we can do versus spending time trying to problem solve for things we don't know how to do yet, right? Living in chaos is really a self-protection state. It keeps you focused on the quote unquote important things that you know you can do with minimal, right? With minimal effort, I can clean the house. With minimal effort, I can take the car for an oil change. Or minimal effort, I can get the kids ready for school, right? And you can create results, right? And then this can be, you know, your dinner, the homework, the bath, the laundry, right? And then what ends up happening is you just start stacking these quote unquote important things on top of each other. And the next thing you know, there's so much to do. Everything's the priority. Nothing's the priority. And there's no time to do what matters most. And you don't have to face the fact that you don't believe you can teach what matters most, because that's so much more painful. You see what I'm saying? If I'm so busy, I have all these things to do. I got 3 kids to take care of. We're both working full time, right? Then I don't have to face the fact that I'm going to have to stop and do some things different if I want this to change. And doing that can be painful, right? If I don't have to face the fact that I have a thought error, and that's what we call it in my program, a thought error, that I can't change the fact that my child can't potty train and can't communicate, right? It's not that they can't. It's that I believe that they can't. Why would I want to problem solve for something I already think can't be solved? That's so much more painful. So I stay in chaos. I start keep doing the things that I know how to do and I can do really well, right? To avoid having the pain of facing either learning something brand new. And we all know what it's like, right, to learn something brand new. I remember when I took up crocheting twice. And the first time I took it up, I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to crochet this blanket. And I gave up after like 2 days. It was so hard. I didn't understand how I'm left-handed too. A lot of the videos were right-handed. So I was trying to do it right-handed and I couldn't follow the video right. So then I started doing it left-handed, or it was the other way around, and I quit because it was hard. Who wants to do something that's hard, right? So like, I didn't want to do it. Then I'd see all my friends doing it, and I was pregnant with Juliana, and I was like, oh, I just got to try again. There's no way if all they can do it and I can't. And the second time it was hard, but it wasn't as hard as the first time because I kind of knew what to expect because I had already tried it before. But this time was different. I was determined because I wanted to crochet a sweater for her to come home from the hospital in and have her little blanket done for when she came home from the hospital, little hat, little everything. Then I knew that the desire to have this skill was more powerful than my the pain. I was willing to feel the pain of the learning curve that was involved in exchange for having this reward of being able to, you know, sew the little booties and the hat and the sweater she wore on the way home from the hospital, right? So that's kind of what happens with chaos, right? It becomes addictive. And chaos as an adjective means complete confusion or lack of order. But it's optional for you to live your life like this. And when we're actively living in chaos, we view ourselves as victims of our own lives. And continued chaos reinforces this part of our identity. You understand what I'm saying? So how we do one thing in life is how we do everything. And if you're serious about creating a life for your child that includes communication, wearing underwear, or using the toilet 100% of the time, then you need to create an environment where those skills can exist. That means you need to get comfortable being uncomfortable while you're doing it, right? So I understand, and this is why I do my program, right? You can go off and figure out pie train. You can figure out communication on your own. This isn't rocket science. What's great about being in the program with me is you're not alone anymore. It takes a little bit of the sting out. You're still going to have to do the work. But at least in with the program, you get to work with me, work with my coaches, and we're with you every step of the way. But you're still requiring yourself to do the hard thing. But if I can come up with every excuse, I always say to parents that are on the fence, it's funny because that's the number one reason some parents will say that they won't join the program. Well, I just don't know if you can potty train a child if both parents are working full time. And I giggle when I hear that because I'm like, most parents of neurotypical children work full time, both of them, and they potty train their kids. So you're making it that autism means that two full-time working parents can't potty train their child on the spectrum because I don't believe that the child can potty train because of the autism. Do you see what I'm saying? Not because of the full-time jobs, right? So when that, I've gotten that a few times now where I'm like, oh, listen, I really want to join your program, but I work full-time. And I'm like, so do I. So do many of the families that work in the program, right? So whenever a parent says this to me, I say, I understand. Listen, if I told you that I'm going to give you this exact blueprint and you still work full time while you do it, you're going to do it when the child's home from school and you're going to do it on the weekends. And if you do this exact blueprint for 2 weeks, I guarantee you will have a child that's potty trained at the end of it. Would you do it? And they'll say, oh, yes. And that's how I know it's not the job. Do you see what I'm saying? Not only do I know it's not the job because that's silly, right? There's so many families that have two working parents that are work full time that can get their kids potty trained. But when I say it like that, now I know it's the belief that the autism is making it that this can't work, not that I work full time. So what I say to parents is this. I said, listen, the call schedule is what it is. You work full time. Lots of my families work full time. And I'm going to leave you with this. And I say, listen, either you're going to make it a priority that this skill needs to be taught and mastered above all else, whether it be potty training, communication, problem behaviors, or all three, or you're going to find every other excuse in the book to make the priority as to why it can't. And chaos is just another one of those things that, well, I live such a busy life that I can't make this happen. No, you're choosing not to make it happen. And it's fine. Sometimes we have to choose the chaos. Sometimes we've got to like pause on the progress. Like one of the things I tell my parents is if you have a new baby in the home, do not potty train. Put it on pause because you can't, the chances of success while you're sleep deprived and nursing, it's going to be slim to none. So there are sometimes there's valid reasons to live in chaos, but when it becomes difficult, when it becomes challenging, is when the chaos is all the time, every day, all day. And that's the kind of people I'm speaking to. That's the kind of, if you feel like your life is like that, I want you to understand why it's like that. It feels good to be able to be busy all the time and do all these things and get these things accomplished. But if I fill my day with all the busy bullshit, then I'm never going to have time to work on the things that matter most, to work on the things that are going to be needle moving to my child with autism. Okay. And I always tell my parents, you need to be consistently trying a lot of things that don't work till you find what does. That's going to be uncomfortable. That's not like chaos. Chaos is just, I got a lot of shit on my to-do list. This is, I'm going to try things, and I'm walking into this knowing that some of it might not work. And I've got, maybe most of it might not work, and I've got to be okay with it. This means that you need to get comfortable being uncomfortable while you're doing it, right? If you're serious about creating a life for your child that includes this, you have to be able to make the decision that I will not choose chaos over a life of independence for my child with autism. And you have to just prioritize these steps to getting your baby pie trained and communicating above all else, including the chaos. And I always tell my moms, imagine an invisible umbilical cord between you and your child. It's garbage in, garbage out. But if I have the belief that I know they can do it, there's proof in the way that they hold their pee. There's proof in the way that they run into the diaper, to wherever the diapers are kept, and hand it to me when they want to be changed. There's proof that they can do this because they take their diaper off when it's dirty, right? These are all the signs that they can potty train. I could choose to believe that autism makes it that my child can't potty train, or I can look at all of the signs that they can and attach to that. And then that's a much different experience, right? All of a sudden, if I start to believe that my child can do this, I'm taking action from the space of straight belief, and I'm not stopping until I get that result. But if you're in full belief, this is all that can happen. As long as you're consistent, committed, focused, there's no way that you're not going to get your child potty trained. And this doesn't just go for potty training. It doesn't go for just for communication problem behaviors. It goes with how we identify with ourselves. How do we think about ourselves? How we feel? How we show up in the world? And that's what's going to radiate off of you. It's going to come out your invisible umbilical cord and go into your child. And they're going to have no choice but to rise to the new expectations that you're holding for yourself. You're going to naturally hold for your child. And you're actually going to be important. This is actually going to be so important for you to do, because the work you do here is going to help your baby thrive. So I hope today was helpful. I hope if you're living in chaos, if you're feeling like you're stuck and you can't end this chaos loop, I actually have this amazing, amazing workshop coming up on December 28th called the New Year's Autism Revolution. It's right around the corner. You can email me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at michellebrogers.com. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, B as in boy, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.com. I'm going to send you an invitation to join this free workshop. I'm going to talk about all of this. I'm going to talk about how you can get your kid potty trained and communicating. Let's show up differently. Let's step out of, make the decision to not live in chaos anymore. And let's make 2024 the best year yet for you and your babies. Happy holidays, everyone.
If you're ready to help your baby now with potty training, communication, or stopping their problem behaviors, I want to invite you to watch my free 10-minute video training that shows you how I took my daughter with autism from pre-verbal to sign language, potty training with a sign, to making sounds and then speaking. Head over to michellebrogers.com/training. That's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, B as in boy, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.com/training. See you there.